Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set.
So, do you remember what our 91st episode was for this podcast?
Truly, honestly, no.
So,
what was it?
Episode 91 was our goodbye, speak yourself, hello, comeback theories.
Oh my God.
The reason I'm bringing this up is I feel like all of those theories that we came up for in that episode, which was only, what, 8 episodes ago?
Mm-hmm.
So like 8-9 weeks ago, which is crazy to think about. I feel like all of those theories are wrong. Just all of them. And we full-heartedly during the episode, we were like, this is what's going to happen. They're coming back January 20th or whatever. And yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I just feel like we both feel like the rest of January is looking so bleak because there's just no hints of comeback on the horizon. And like, it's we've just been so difficult.
Yeah, we've been anticipating forever. We thought September, then we thought October, maybe December, definitely
January. We thought
January.
It was coming. When we did that that comeback theories episode, we really thought that it was going to be soon. We were like, oh, we got to do this episode now. Yeah.
We really felt that because all of those new VCRs that they put out with their last concert for Speak Yourself, we thought, yep, this is it. This is hinting at what's to come, which I still think it is potentially, but we really thought January. And here we are, January 6th.
Nothing.
It's really sad.
We're like, so, I mean, we're being really dramatic because we're only 6 days into January. There's still a lot of days left, you know,
but it's, you know, like traditionally,
we feel like we would have heard something by now.
Yes. Traditionally, yeah. We get like concept photos, something, some hair color changes. Even that's not going on. So I'm like, have they even filmed their new music video or have they even done photo shoots? I don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. On that sad note, I just wanted to lead in with that because I feel like it's on a lot of ARMY's minds right now.
I mean, it's definitely on ours.
Yeah.
So on that note, welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. Disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I could watch Yoongi's New Year's Eve countdown video forever.
Me too. Everything about it. Or Kim Namjoon is truly bringing us all closer to enlightenment.
So true. So true. I mean, like, I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, I'm grateful for it.
Definitely. So if you're down for that, then you're in the right place. Today, we are talking about BTS's performance at Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve in Times Square. But before we get into it, we want to thank you wonderful ARMYs for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this podcast and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us on social media and by writing a review on whatever platform you listen. Then, if you want to go above and beyond and show us some extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you guys have to offer is super appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just a reminder that for Valentine's Day, we're going to be doing another Being an ARMY episode where we share your stories of your experience being an ARMY. It can be about how you joined the fandom, what you love about the fandom, or how BTS has impacted your life, etc. Mm-hmm. We also want to add in new stories of you guys who have had wild ARMY experiences. This is where you've encountered an ARMY who's a total stranger in your everyday life.
Yes.
So go ahead and submit your stories to us via email or social DM if you'd like us to share them on the podcast. The submission deadline is February 6th.
Yes, guys, please write in because we love hearing your stories and we love sharing them. And we really love this little tradition that we get to do. So Send us your stories. Cannot wait to hear them. We've already gotten a couple and we're just so excited.
Mm-hmm. Also, just a reminder that the charity that we're donating to for this month is 100 Cameras. Go ahead and check out in the description the link to 100 Cameras if you want to know more about it and to also donate.
Yeah. If you did not happen to listen to our charity episode last week, then we suggest that you go listen to it just to be filled in on why we're donating every month and,
how we
found out about it, some background info, and also, of course, information about 100 Cameras, this awesome charity that we've chosen to donate to this month.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So here's an overview of this week's episode. We are going to be, like Kayla had said before, talking about BTS's performance at the Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. So how it's going to be laid out is first we have to talk about their outfits for this performance.
Of course.
It's been a while since we've done this, but it's a must.
It's a given.
Yeah. Then we're going to get into some of the interactions that they did pre and post performance. Then we'll talk about the actual Make It Right and Boy With Love performances. Both are going to be pretty brief, except the Make It Right performance, a large section of this entire episode is dedicated to just those hip thrust choreography on the stairs for the Make It Right performance.
Yep.
And then at the end, please stay tuned for our content of the week where we share our thoughts on the Golden Disc Awards and the Dionysus dance practice video.
Yes. Definitely looking forward to those, but 100% mm-hmm. I am so excited to fangirl about this performance. Like there's so many things that we could have talked about this week. Like, we could have talked about Golden Disc Awards. We could have talked about this dance practice. We had this New Year's Eve performance.
More comeback theories,
like all this stuff going on. And this performance, I was like, no matter what, I need to talk about this because mm-hmm. it was just, I mean, I think it's important to point out that even though we're kind of used to BTS, like being on American television now and mm-hmm. like having that platform, it's still such a huge deal that they performed, like, you know, they're the second to last act to perform mm-hmm. before New Year's Eve. And
In Times Square, bringing in Times Square, New Year in America,
bringing in the
yes.
New Year for the United States and the mm-hmm. rest of the world who happens to watch Times Square. But there's like other broadcasts and celebrations all over the world. So yeah. for them to be like such a popular band to perform at this, I think is still monumental, and like we should still recognize it.
Yeah, definitely. And you could see that the performance was important to them as well.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Just a heads up, we have a lot of different videos that we had to watch for this episode. because there was one video that like got copyright claimed and was taken mm-hmm. down.
One of the videos is from Facebook, which I yeah. mean, that was the only way that we could watch the entire performance back to back. And mm-hmm. yeah, so we had to go to Facebook of all places.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the only way we could watch the full thing.
Yeah. And the quality on some of the videos is kind of like shoddy. So like, guys, we compiled a lot of different videos to be mm-hmm. able to be really well informed about this performance.
Yeah.
So if you want to see the links for those videos, you can check it out on our Google Doc.
Which you can access through our Patreon.
Right.
Yeah.
let's dive into their outfits for this performance. So Jimin was wearing a black turtleneck sweater and this incredible charcoal gray ultra sparkly jacket. Like the jacket, I'm not really sure what material it was, but it was loose and incredibly flowy, which really allows Jimin to easily manipulate it, and he throws it off of both shoulders multiple times throughout the performance. He actually starts like the Boy With Love performance with it off of his shoulder. So he's just really moving this jacket everywhere. Mm-hmm. He's also wearing a long silver chain necklace, and his hair is this beautiful icy blonde color. He has like this middle part going on, but kind of like the right side is pushed back and the left side is hanging forward, like his bangs mm-hmm. are hanging forward. So of course he just looks so, so stunning, so sexy, just breathtaking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is eye-catching for sure for this entire performance. And I think a big contributor is just how stunning his outfit is and his hair and the part, his makeup, his smoky eye, his earring he has into.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say of all of it, that charcoal gray ultra sparkly jacket is what really grabs the attention because he plays with it.
Yeah,
the entire time.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, like the it factor of his outfit is this jacket.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. So for Jungkook, he's wearing a longer length thin black blazer with some sort of embroidered brand or symbol up on one of his shoulders. He's also got this turtleneck tight sparkly charcoal striped sweater, and this is very important. We'll get back to it. He also has black fingerless gloves on, which just are so adorable to me throughout the entire performances. It just is super cute. He has fitted black dress pants with a thin black belt. And then they all kind of have this where the black dress, they've got like these black dress pants with a thin black belt and then like black dance shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then for his hair, he kind of has that classic Jungkook bowl haircut with the dark brown hair. So
yeah,
he looks
for sure
really cute.
Oh my gosh. But let's talk about this striped sweater because this is like the important part of his whole outfit because mm-hmm. it's just so well fitted and it outlines him so well. People could not stop talking about him in this sweater.
Yeah. Well, His pecs are out. They're on. You know what it is? I think since it's striped, you can see the definition a little bit more because you can see like the breaks in uniform of the stripes.
Yeah, you can see the contour. So yeah. It's like really standing, like his pecs are, they look so massive. Yeah. And you actually said, you're like, God, Jungkook, stop working out. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. So did Jimin. Jimin told him to stop working out. People are like, Jungkook's a full B cup now.
But oh my gosh, like we cannot stop staring. So
yeah, it looked really great on him. I loved the turtleneck too. I like turtlenecks a lot, especially for this time of year. I think it's very classy looking, but he's got this quite provocative tight sweater on just because it's so fitted to his body.
Yeah. So Jin was wearing a white t-shirt and over it he had this super shiny satin black bomber jacket, and kind of in like the outline of a sash, as if he were wearing a sash, he's got this really sparkly silver embroidery that goes around the entire jacket. He's also wearing an untied small satin scarf, or like an ascot, if you will, but it's not tied. It's just kind of hanging down around his neck. Loose. And then he has, of course, his like amazing flowing black hair just parted in the middle, and
slight little mullet going on in the background. Background in the back. So the satin material of this jacket I think is really captivating and draws your attention. I know during the performance I thought that out of all of the members, I thought his satin material was like, it just stood out so much to me.
It was really the only material up there that was so shiny and everything was so reflective off of it. So he was really eye capturing with that.
Yeah. And the white tee.
Oh God.
Just wait for that. That we're going to mention that again. So for Taeyang, he was in a white turtleneck sweater, but you only saw the like neck portion of the turtleneck sweater because over that, he's wearing this long knee-length black peacoat with silver buttons on it. And I just wanted to mention, I used to have a jacket just like this when I was in high school, but I love peacoats so much. It reminds me of like Sgt. Pepper's. But he's wearing that, and he's got his curly permed hair, which is like a rich brown. And then for accessories, he has a single pearl earring in his left ear.
I love it. I just feel like it's such a classic Taeyang accessory at this point, and he wears it so well, and it just adds like this little hint of like femininity to a very masculine look. And he's just stunning, handsome.
Yeah. I love that he's in this really large, kind of oversized, bulky, just material. And that's how peacoats are. But he still is so breathtaking.
Yeah. Oh, that rich brown hair is just the perm. Wonderful. The perm. So Namjoon was wearing a black turtleneck with, it's almost like an argyle pattern on the front, but it's not fully argyle, but there's just three large white diamonds stacked vertically. So it looks, it's kind of like reminiscent of argyle. Over this turtleneck, he's wearing this kind of trench style coat, and the pattern on it is small white and black zigzags. But it's kind of like, it's this thick material, thigh length. And because of the zigzag pattern being so small, it kind of looks gray overall. And then it has like silver sparkles kind of randomly all over. It's not like big rhinestones, but the jacket kind of subtly catches the light in a shimmery way. It kind of reminds me of like, okay, this is stupid, but it reminds me of like from Twilight when like one of them
when you're like, okay, I know this sounds dumb, but I was like, it's probably not gonna be, and then you're like, so Twilight.
just cut it
no keep with it. Okay, we've all seen it, we all appreciate it. for what it
reminds
is.
Me of. It reminds me of Twilight when one of the like the vampires, like when Edward steps into the light in the meadow and it's just kind of all shiny and diamondy, but it doesn't really come from anything.
Yeah.
That's what this jacket's like.
Definitely. I love that comparison. That's exactly okay. what it is.
He also has some icy blonde hair going on, and it's also long and very mullet-esque, looking very mature and
very handsome.
Like, very handsome.
Just wow.
We really cannot dimples and everything. We really cannot over speak about how fucking incredible they all look. Like they just are stunning for this whole evening.
Mm-hmm. So Hosok, he's in a all black blazer, also with these tiny sparkles just inside the fabric, kind of like what you were explaining, where it's just not like boom sparkles, kind of like how Jin's like
or
little
Jimin.
Yeah, like it's not like a gem sparkle. It's just in the fabric, very subtle, but there you can see it. He's got this silver flower like brooch on his chest. His left chest, which I think is a brooch, most likely, but I think it's very fitting for him, the just like the pattern of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in a fitted white shirt, but this white shirt has thin black horizontal stripes on it. He has a glittery black sheer ascot or scarf that Jin is wearing, so they're both very similar. But yeah, it's like that sheer glittery. It's just enough. I love it. And then he has a middle part with full, I mean, complete full forehead exposure. This middle part is not just like straight down the middle, but it's like wafted back.
Yeah.
And sprayed. Fuck. Like hair sprayed down.
Like you can see his hairline all the way down because it's pushed that far back and just fluffy on top. So
he has the most forehead exposure of everyone for this performance.
Yeah, for
and it's
sure.
a big deal. I love too that his hair is like a very, it's a light brown and it has that kind of auburn tone to it. Mm-hmm. And it's just slightly curly at the end.
Yeah.
More wavy than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Hosok with some curly hair.
Yeah, he looks so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, Yoongi is wearing maybe the most important t-shirt that is being worn as Yoongi's t-shirt because it's just like it's really thin material. It's super fitted to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it just it looks incredible. And so the t-shirt alone is knocking it out of the park.
It is.
With this t-shirt, he's wearing a silver Chanel necklace. He has this black bomber jacket that's fully covered in silver glitter designs of stars and moons.
Mm-hmm.
As far as his hair goes, he has this little small undercut with more length on top. It's also parted down the middle, but it's not as harsh of a part as Hosok. There's still some hair kind of hanging in his forehead. But it does have a little bit of a wave to it. And
it's a little tousled.
And it is a light auburny brown as well. I'd say like right now, Yoongi and Hosok and even Jungkook have like a little bit of auburny and like some honey tones in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Namjoon and Jimin have that kind of blonde going on. And then of course, Taeyong and Jin have like a dark brown or a black.
A rich brown.
Rich, yeah. Which is very, I mean, very seasonal, like for the outfits that they're wearing and for what the weather is like. Also, just side note, I know we're past Jin, but I think why this jacket, I think why it works so well for him is because the black satin is like so sleek and shiny and like his hair.
It matches with how shiny his hair is. Yeah. Wow, I didn't notice that before. Yeah. All right, so getting into some of the interactions pre and post performance. So prior to Make It Right, which was their first performance song for the night, you can see, I believe, Taeyong, Jimin, and Yoongi and J-Hope the most in this particular fan cam that we saw. But we just have to say that, yeah, the song Yeah by Usher came on. And
incredible song.
It's an incredible song. And this is just the, you know, 94 line. Well, I don't think, I just Hoseok is the 94 line. But Yoongi is not, you know, too soon before that. But you and I are both, we were both born in like 94, 95. Mm-hmm. And we love this song.
This song by Usher is the best.
Yeah, it's just one of those songs that when you hear it, you can't help but to sing along and dance to it.
Yeah.
And it's so showing through with all of them. But Soap, we just have to talk about Soap because J-Hope is like turned to the crowd mm-hmm. and is vibing fully, mm-hmm. just dancing as he would like in the dance studio. He's just feeling himself. And you see Yoongi there beside him, not as putting it out there, not as extravagant as J-Hope is, but mm-hmm. you can see Yoongi is feeling himself and he's feeling the song too.
We should add that when this is happening pre-performance, they're actually already like on stage mm-hmm. just waiting for it to be their time to perform, to start Make It Right. Like mm-hmm. they're already on the stairs and already in position for the song. So for like Hoseok to be turning around, like vibing to the song even before their performance, mm-hmm. like showing himself to the crowd like this, it just makes it such a fun moment.
Yeah, it really is. I love it.
I just love like Soap's interaction when they're doing this because Hobie is like a little bit more like interacting with the crowd, but then he's turning and you can see him and Yoongi kind of talking and like laughing back and forth. Mm-hmm. And Yoongi is like, he's not giving us anything. He's like turning his body a little bit, but he doesn't turn around all the way. And he just, he's also vibing. He's like rocking back and forth. He's doing these little, mm-hmm. these little head moves, little shoulder movements. Mm-hmm. And they're just having like a really fun time, you know, even right before going into performing. And mm-hmm. it's a nice, like we never get to see what they're doing
pre-performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In that capacity. So it was cool. It was cool to find that video and to see that. So after the performance, one of the main things that I want to talk about is Yoongi's Twitter video. He posted a video on Twitter of him counting down. You know, he shows himself. He shows like the rest of BTS of him counting down the last, you know, 10 seconds to the new year.
10, 9, 8. Yeah, it's so cute.
It's amazing. I could watch it, like I said in the intro, like, forever.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. It's just, he looks so happy. He has like this little giggle that he does.
Yeah.
And also after it's New Year and he screams, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
It just melts my heart. And then mm-hmm. one of the best parts is that you see Jimin's little hand come into the shot and just grab Yoongi's mm-hmm. jacket and yank him into like this big group hug that they're all doing. And that part's just so cute. And the video cuts off like in a blur.
Yeah, but he pulls him in. And even when he joins like the circle for the group hug, he still has the camera on him. And you just can see nothing but pure happiness in his face. You can see just how good of a time he's having. And this is going to be a reoccurring theme for this entire episode. For their entire time for the New Year's performance, pre and post, they're just having a blast. They're yeah. having a good time. And that is all we want to see, really.
Yeah.
As ARMYs, I think that's seeing them happy in themselves. Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it so much mm-hmm. was just because it is so great to see them just genuinely so happy and having such a wonderful time. And like that experience of them performing at New Year's Eve on Times Square, of them standing on the stage, you know, when the ball dropped mm-hmm. with all the other like really big names Post Malone, just like, and I mean, that's a once in a lifetime, like never forget experience. Yeah. Just such an opportunity for them to be a part of. And I'm sure that, I mean, I really feel like this video from Yoongi, you could see that on his face that he just mm-hmm. was so happy to be there.
Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know if this was pre or post. I'm pretty sure it was post-performance, but Jen is also on stage filming what's going on. I think it was like during the ball drop or before or after, somewhere around there. And Jen does this funniest thing that is just so relatable. He's filming himself. Jen is like doing a selfie video and he wanted to show the crowd. So instead of flipping the screen, he just physically flips the phone like the other direction, like away from him, because he either doesn't know how to or is too lazy to just like tap the screen to flip it. So he just like moves his hand around and it's so smooth, so relatable. I just had to mention it.
I just feel like he's just the type of person that would be like, this is faster and easier, so I'm just gonna flip it around.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to mess with even touching the screen.
Yeah, fuck this feature. Yeah. I don't need it.
I don't need a front. I don't need a back camera, only a front camera. Yeah.
Something that was also really cute from the performance, or after the performance when the ball had dropped and they rang in the new year, is Post Malone was on stage. And as BTS goes in to like hug each other for their little group hug, they see Post Malone not there with really anyone. So they grab him and they have him join in on the hug, which is really special.
Super cute. Yeah.
My sister who doesn't, so not Brittany, but Bridget, my other sister, who doesn't really stand, but she had watched it and she texted like my sister group chat saying Post Malone joining BTS's hug. Like that's all she said.
Like she loved it.
She loved it. She thought it was great.
That's so awesome. I just love how they pulled him in. And mm-hmm. then like afterwards you could see Namjoon like talking to him and they were like,
they look
all
like they were talking business. Yeah. Really?
Like really.
Enjoy yourself. Come on.
I know. But their body language was so pretty businessy.
Yeah.
I really liked after the ball dropped, Ryan Seacrest, the host of the show, spoke to Namjoon and kind of like asked him about how he felt being there. And what was really stand out to me was when Namjoon said that it was a dream of his to be in Times Square and to experience like the new year in Times Square since the age of six, since seeing it happen in one of the Home Alone movies. And I just, not only did he get to experience it, like he was there when it happened, but he fucking performed as one, a
he
member of the
big
biggest
reason,
band
yeah,
in the world.
He was a big reason why a lot of the attendees were there and why a lot of the people streaming and watching were
doing
there.
So. Yeah. Things like that puts into perspective for me, like how incredible every experience is for them as people, and like it echoes their humility. Mm-hmm. But it also just makes me really excited for them and so happy that like they're experiencing the success, because they so deserve it.
They do deserve it. And I'm glad that they're getting all these wonderful experiences, because they work hard, and this is, I mean, just as much as it's surreal to us, it is to them that they've made it here.
Yeah, and I love that they still have that quality. One of the things that we're kind of left with, one of the last things we see as far as their post-performance goes, is really just all of the members just kind of like dancing to the music that's playing, mm-hmm. talking, and just celebrating together, enjoying being together and sharing that moment.
Yeah, you can tell that they're all just really enjoying celebrating together in Times Square, in New York City, after just having performed this incredible performance. And it's just lovely to watch and to see.
So let's talk about this incredible performance, because truly it's one of our favorites.
It is one of our favorites. So they start off with Make It Right and then they go into Boy With Love right after. So we're going to go ahead and start with Make It Right. And the first thing we need to say right off the bat for the Make It Right performance is something that we really haven't seen in full, at least that has been streamed to this extent, is this stair choreography that they've added for Make It Right, which Make It Right doesn't really have all that much choreography. Maybe it does and like other performances, but nothing that we've gotten to see to this extent. Mm-hmm. So they're all on these stairs and you can see them moving left and right on the staircase. Like when one member has a verse, they're singing their part and the other members are on the other side of the staircase. It's just the choreography is unique and different. And I love how mm-hmm. they utilize the staircase to really highlight the choreography.
Yeah, totally. Like they make each step down the stairs purposeful and mm-hmm. like into a dance move and, mm-hmm. You know, just they give each stair a little moment. they walk to be that from stair. To be that stair. I just step on me.
So dumb. Fucking. okay.
So they walk through the crowd from the stage that they start out with the stairs. They walk through the crowd to the main stage where they perform Boy With Love. So this walk that they do from the stairs to the main stage is led by Hosok and also his full fucking forehead we've already discussed, it's out all the way and it's totally taking us there because right after they step down off the stairs, it's his verse. So he's kind of leading the pack down this, you know, like kind of narrow passageway. Mm-hmm. And his forehead is definitely our guiding light. And it's just everything.
It's
everything.
Not just for us, but for all of BTS who are following behind him. Yes. And then you see like Namjoon come up and do his verse. But one of the things I want to point out is, so as they're walking to this other, like this main stage where they're walking to, you can see that they're walking through the crowd with this barricade. And one of the things I love most about it is you see Yoongi right there off to the side, just blowing hand kisses to all of us, to all the armies mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. crowd. And it's like, I don't know, it hits me in some sort of way. Like, yes. It doesn't seem cocky. It seems so genuine, like thank you.
I love you.
And it seems intimate. Mm-hmm. Maybe again, I'm crazy, like, but I really feel like there's so much love when he's doing it.
Humility behind everything that they do. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, just love and true, just like a thank you in mm-hmm. the action that he's doing for mm-hmm. sure.
But also looking fine as fuck while doing it.
Yes. Like, I want him to blow me a kiss. Damn.
You have his fucking water bottle, okay? You don't need any more. Leave it for the rest of us who are starving.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
So, during Namjoon's verse, he's, of course, being ultimate daddy, like leading the pack. But what captures my eye is Yoonmin flanking him, Jimin on his right side, Yoongi on his left side. Like Yoongi's just finished blowing a bunch of kisses. And mm-hmm. Jimin is going from like super sexy to like a little bit demonic, but still playing it lighthearted and fun because it's New Year's. Mm-hmm. And Yoongi is, as we've discussed, looking incredible and fine as hell. And just like the pair of them behind like this daddy Namjoon, it's too much. It's too much.
It's making Namjoon just so powerful looking with them next to him.
Yes.
Yeah. I love how you described Jimin just now, because I feel that that's him throughout the entire performance, where he's like cute, flirty, sexy, demonic, playful. All of
listen,
it.
He's the whole fucking package.
He brought
he's
it
the
all.
Whole package.
He brought everything.
He brings it all. Yeah, he did.
All right.
Oh, man.
So let's get into the main point of the highlight. I think for all of us, for the Make It Right performance, was the hip thrust body rolls that they did on the staircase prior to this. So we're going to do it member by member. We're going to group it in which you kind of see the members together. So we're going to mm-hmm. start off with Jin and Yoongi. Mm-hmm. So they all line up on this one step of this little staircase, whatever. And Jin is on the far left and Yoongi is right next to him. So the camera is just perfectly in front of them during the main hip thrust. So Jin is the first one. He's on the very far left that we see. And for his hip thrust, I first need to point out that he's wearing a very tight white t-shirt. So in contrast to everything going on, you really see his body rolls because of this white tee. It's just like highlighting his figure. He's got these large shoulders, which we all know about. But something that really makes Jin stand out is that his hip thrusts seem to be more exaggerated. I don't know if it's the camera angle. I don't know if it's because he's just a big dude. But, like, you really see those hip thrusts. Like, he really exaggerates to make sure that you can see he is moving his hips and his trunk and everything.
Yeah.
And at the end, they all kind of do this extra little booty pop, but he pops his booty like just the right amount that it's like, wow, I saw that, you know?
I mean, I really cannot stop staring at his hips the whole time. And I do think that there's something to what you said that like, maybe he's because he's just bigger, like he's so tall, so he just has more body to move, and he's really going all out for these hip thrusts, so he just has more of a hip thrust, and it's just totally mesmerizing.
I could just watch it over and over and over.
So for Yoongi, and again, the reason why we're pairing them is because they're both of them are really like front and center for this first shot. But you can also really see his body frame in the t-shirt pant combo that he has going on. What also helps is like both of their jackets are open, so they're able to kind of manipulate it more. And like with those tight fitted shirts, it's just really accentuating the body lines. Yoongi gets into it a little bit more even than Jin, if that were possible, because he pushes off of his left foot and lifts his heel a little bit to like really bring his body into it more. And then the other thing that he does is into the body roll, as he's like rolling his chest and doing the hip thrust, he actually sings, like not microphone to his mouth, but he's singing along with like Jimin singing,
I can make it right. Yeah.
And just like that little addition, I don't know why it's so sexy.
Yeah. Well, it's because during that body roll, he's singing that, ooh, I can make it right. And it's not his part, but he's singing it. He's mouthing it or whatever. And he's doing it while he's doing this body roll, this incredible body roll. And his facial expression, it's just a combination of it all. It's lethal, the whole thing. And again, could watch this clip forever.
It's just like, it's making me think, like, I bet you can make it right with that fucking hip thrust that you're doing. Like, damn.
They do make it right.
They do make it right. Another important detail about Jin and Yoongi is that they both drop their jackets off of their shoulders when they do this. And they both roll their chests out before hip thrusting, like push it forward. And really they do like a concave arch in their back, which really like further accentuates this move as a whole.
Yeah.
They work it.
They do. They very much do. So the next group of members we're going to talk about is Jungkook, Jimin, and Taeyong, who are all center in this line of stair choreography, hip thrust choreography. So Jungkook is right next to Yoongi and Jimin. He's in between them. Jungkook, all he does is the, like, he's singing his part with his left hand. He's got the mic in his hand. So he just does his right shoulder that he like flips the jacket off of. But it's just enough, you know. And honestly, we couldn't find a real good angle that you could see a close-up shot of Jungkook. There might be like a Jungkook fan cam out there. I don't know. But we really
didn't find any.
Yeah, we didn't find any. But we do know that his booty is prominent when he does this choreography. But his hip thrust and the actual body roll itself looks a little bit more subtle compared to like Jin and Yoongi and maybe even Namjoon and Hoseok if you're really getting a different angle. But he that little booty pop that I was talking about with Jin that they all do, it's like boom there. Like he definitely really exaggerates that little booty pop. But other than that, the actual body roll is a little bit more subtle, but he's also singing.
Right. We were kind of theorizing that it's probably more subtle because he is singing, but maybe if it were able to find like if we were able to find like a fan cam about him doing this body roll, then maybe there would be more to it. But just like the only videos that we can find are like poor quality. So it's not that easy to see what he's doing. Jimin, there in the middle, we actually did find a video that is pretty like, what was it, like 4K, some fan cam. And sadly, it cut Jungkook off on the left side. But we're seeing from the other side that was not broadcasted, we see Jimin and Taeyong.
Yeah. This is the one that got removed from YouTube for copyright.
No, I forgot that it was this one. Yeah, oh, this man. One. Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry that I just described it because this video, wow, I'm glad that we're addressing it, but I didn't even make a GIF of it. I was going to make a GIF of it because it was just
Oh, no.
Because I just didn't do it yesterday, but I had said like, oh man, I need that because this angle that we saw this in it's from behind. Okay. And we all know about Jimin's butt. So he like drops the sparkly jacket off of both shoulders and the way that he is like moving his arms with the jacket on, because the jacket's not like super big or super oversized, it's like tight like along his lower back. So it really like makes his booty pop already. And then he full on goes like full sexy mode and does this body roll. And then at the end does a very, very strong booty pop.
Yes, he does. And when he does the body roll, the chest pump out is already so exaggerated. Like it's already enough that he is putting his chest out so far to really give you the full body roll. But then he adds this extra oomph into his booty pop that is like, it is over the top. It is not needed. It's everything is just killing us.
Yeah. It's a good thing that this angle was not broadcasted on television because it's probably too graphic for TV.
I think it probably is too.
I mean, neither one of us, we had kind of like in our minds been like, okay, the Maknae lines body rolls in the middle are like not as intense. They're not like really in the shot. But so when we found this fan cam, that I'm still so devastated it was deleted.
I know, but when we
found it, we both, when we got to the part in the video, we were like, oh, because we did not expect like to see this intensity. And he was showing off.
He was showing off. For this whole performance, he was.
Yeah, I mean, it's Jimin, so.
So for Taeyong's body roll, he is to the right of Jimin next to Hoseok, and he is definitely not as provocative as Jimin with his body roll, but is still very sexy. And unfortunately, but also fortunately, because we love the peacoat, but the peacoat is hiding his body quite a fair amount. So you don't really get to see the defined body roll that we know he's doing. But something that Taeyong does that is very much just he himself that he likes to do is lip biting during this body roll, which adds to the sexiness. And it's quite clear that he's feeling himself, but in a very Taeyong way, which us Tae stans appreciate and love.
Yeah. In the way that, like you already said, all the members are so smiley and giggly and just have so much fun throughout this performance. Like Taeyong does, I'm not saying he doesn't because there's definitely moments where he does, but there are a lot of moments like this where it's like, I don't know if he's trying to make up for the thickness of the peacoat hiding his body, but he is like full on sexy, like with these lip bites or like
he doesn't know snarls. How to turn it off. I think it's just he's just doing it. Like, damn. I think for this performance, to some extent, they were like, really smile for the camera. Like, they're all like, this is a really great opportunity. Let's really bring it. And mm-hmm. Taeyong, I'm sure, got the memo, but was like, all I know is sexy. And I'm just going to have this like really stern expression throughout. Like,
yeah.
But he does have his smiley moments for sure.
Yeah definitely. So Taeyong. Okay.
So let's get into our last group of people here, which is Hoseok and Namjoon. So Hoseok, he manages to begin a very fluid movement of his body roll from like a squatting position. So he's like squatting and like hip thrust / body rolls his way up from mm-hmm. this squat. And while he's doing all this, he like smoothly drops his jacket off both of his shoulders and also manages to look right at the camera as it's like panning by. God. And he holds eye contact with this camera for a substantial amount of time where it's like anyone who's watching cannot lock eyes with him or avoid yeah. eye contact with him.
Yeah.
And also just a reminder that Hobie's full forehead is entirely exposed to all of us. He's also in a white shirt, which is like tight and form fitting. And so that white contrast too just really draws your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is that of all of these body rolls, they're all phenomenal. But Hoseok, you just can't get over the skill and precision of his body roll.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, like, the fact that he starts it all the way, like, for the choreography, they had all kind of been, like, moving up and down, depending on, like, where they were mm-hmm. at in line. But the fact that he really started the movement for this body roll while he was squatting down mm-hmm. and, like, was already rolling his body into it, was already preparing to slip the jackets mm-hmm. off his shoulders.
The perfect timing of the eye contact with the camera, the bright smile he has on his face. He's such, I think, Jimin has really good stage presence in this mm-hmm. performance, but Hoseok's stage presence is unreal. And like anyone who has seen BTS live knows that Hoseok's stage presence is unreal.
100%. Like he's always like taken us aback the mm-hmm. most when we see him live, because his stage presence is just unparalleled. Like, he has this energy, and the fact that he pinpointed the camera mm-hmm. as soon as it was physically possible for him to look at the camera, he did. And he followed it the entire time.
Rolling, yes.
Yeah. While body rolling, like, fuck, this dude is just so...
He's doing multiple things, yeah. He's a performer. Incredible. That's all I can say about Hoseok. He's incredible. A performer.
Yeah. And lastly, but not least,
Namjoon.
he just happened to be the last person in line. But when he does this body roll, in preparation, he drops the jacket off of his shoulders, but unlike the other members, instead of just like having it off his shoulders and kind of like resting on his upper back, he dropped it all the way down to his elbows. And I don't know what about this just makes it so sexy, but mm-hmm. I mean, he's like about to slip the whole thing off. And he looks like an absolute, like I said, a total daddy in this turtleneck. And he knows that he looks good during this body roll. But he's kind of like looking down out of shyness mm-hmm. because, of course, he looks so damn good.
Yeah.
And always the humble king. But he is, you know, just him, the power of him and Hobie together, their body rolls yeah. is just overwhelming.
Yeah, I love like the little bashfulness that shines through, but he's also not hesitating at all with this body mm-hmm. roll.
Yeah.
Overall, with this hip thrusting body roll line stare choreo that they did for Make It Right, I feel that the young line was trying to prove something here, because yes, Jimin, Taeyong, and Jungkook all looked really good, But for something as like what I would consider to be more of a Machne line kind of thing to do, like body rolling, being sexy, to see Hoseok, Namjoon, Yoongi, and Jen just giving it their all for it. And to be like center camera, like footage for all of it. It was a blessing. It was something that was long overdue.
Yes. And like the reason why we needed to talk about this moment specifically for so long was just the fact that the young line was so highlighted and that they got to have their amazing figures and these super sexy body roles fully on display. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wouldn't stand after seeing this? Like, really?
I mean, who wouldn't? I'm so amazed that there are people
who don't.
You
have no choice but to stand. I know, right? Like, How do you not? So they walk to the main stage, and on the main stage, they perform Boy With Love. The first thing that we really have to highlight about Boy With Love is just the lighting that they have around them because of the stage. Mm-hmm. There's on the stage, there's like these lights that will flash purpley, blue, a bunch of different colors in the background that just kind of change. But what's really cool is the backdrop of Times Square being in their performance. And it just really reminds us that BTS is the highlight of pop culture right now. Just seeing like all these other massive icons of pop culture plastered kind of all around them in these huge digital billboards, and BTS is just shining in the middle of all of it. It's a really, really cool realization.
Yeah, they fit well with the setting and it really complements them. I mean, you see all these big brand names, you see a Broadway sign, you see Sephora and Levi's and Forever 21, just all this stuff behind them, and they just are thriving in the setting.
Yeah, standing out. Right at the beginning of their performance of Boy With Love, we know that they start not facing the crowd and then they kind of turn around and give us a little teaser before fully turning around. And
they do that double shoulder bop where Taeyeon looks around and like bops his shoulders. Yeah.
So they all turn around here and they all try to look straight for the camera. So even if it's not like a full body turnaround, their head and their eyes are looking for camera, which makes all of them like look really hot or stunning or just cute or sexy, depending on how they're looking. Mm-hmm. I'll post a screenshot of it like on Twitter because it's amazing.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
So for the Boy With Love performance, something else we really want to mention about it that was kind of unique compared to other Boy With Love performances is that Jimin's jacket ends up getting caught on his head towards the end of the performance. But it was a total accident, just like wardrobe malfunction kind of thing. But it really wasn't a malfunction. It worked in his benefit, in my opinion. So when he goes in like front and center, he's just playing with that jacket so much for the performance. He's using it. He's having it help him. And like, just, it's just beautiful to watch him play with it and eye drawing. But when he goes to center and this jacket, when he flips it, somehow gets caught up over his head. Mm-hmm. And it's very much accidental, but it's so cute and humbling to see because even though it's an accident, he totally goes with it. He's like, whoops, like he has this shocked, surprised, adorable expression on his face. And he's just like looking at Hobie for like confirmation of like, did this really just happen?
Yeah.
But you just see him break out into this like ear to ear laughing smile. Like, yes, it did. But I'm going to like feel it and live for it in this moment. And what's cute is seeing every single member around him noticing what happened and reacting to it. You see Jin behind him just hysterically crack up. You see like Taeyong and Yoongi looking at him like admirably. You see like J-Hope giving him that confirmation like, it's okay, like this is fun, this is great. It's just, I think it's one of the highlights of the performance, even though it was totally accidental and maybe other performers would find this as like a flaw in their performance. But Jimin took the opportunity and used it to really show their charisma, their charm, and the stage presence that they all have. And something about this performance is you get to see all of that so, so much. They are all mm-hmm. having a total blast together. They are performing well with so much energy and so much excitement and fun that, you know, you can't help but to see it and notice it and enjoy every second of this performance of Boy With Love.
Yeah. I feel like you need an applause after that because you just made me feel so proud of BTS.
I could not have said it better
because, like, really, really, this little moment really does showcase, like, their professionalism, mm-hmm. their preparedness, their ability to just have fun and go with the flow and still put on such an incredible, mm-hmm. stellar performance. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this is our favorite Boy With Love performance now because they're just having so much fun. And not yeah. only are they having fun just like being in Times Square and having fun performing, but they're having fun together. And I think this mm-hmm. moment with Jimin where he accidentally gets the jacket caught on his head and, you know, just kind of the interaction, the little mini micro interactions he has mm-hmm. with all the other members just shows how much pure fun they're having together. And they're full of joy and mm-hmm. love and light. And it was just wonderful to like ring in the new year being able to experience yeah. this.
It was perfection. The whole performance. Yes.
Absolute. Wow.
All right. That was great. I'm glad that we finally, well, not finally, but that we decided to cover this topic because it was kind of iffy. I know I was a little bit like, can we do a whole episode on it? But here we are an hour in and it was just wonderful. I'm glad we talked yeah. about it. It deserved to be talked about, especially with the new year starting and for what's to come with this year with BTS.
Yeah. Thanks for entertaining my need to just, I literally, if you guys follow us on Twitter, you saw that I tweeted something that was like, be right back, going to try to convince Bethany if we, like, gonna go ask Bethany if we can make an entire episode just out of BTS hip thrust during Make It Right, because yeah. like, I felt and I still feel that strongly about them. Like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh.
I'm glad we went member by member for it.
Yes, it was necessary. I think my favorite one was Yoongi's because that fit on him just looks so fucking good. He's mouthing the lyrics. Mm-hmm. He was just so sexy.
Yeah, I think Yoongi was in like the right play. Like he was just mm-hmm. everything was going right.
He was like front and center.
Yeah, everything yeah. was going right for that. He also put out like the New Year's Eve Twitter video, which was just perfection that all of us armies could literally watch on a loop forever.
Yeah,
I think you could tell he was happy and he was showing us that, and that hip thrust, that body roll.
Nothing wrecks us more than happy BTS. Yes. Like we, throughout all of research, and I don't know if you guys can tell, but the entire time we've been talking, we've been like smiling and
ear to ear the entire time.
Because we're just so happy when they're mm-hmm. happy, and it makes us so giddy and it makes us feel so good just to see them, mm-hmm. you know, having such an amazing time. So yeah. Thanks for indulging us this week as we totally fangirled over yeah. this performance. Yeah. So let's talk about our content of the week. My content of the week is BTS at Golden Disc Awards. And I'm really not like focusing on the performances of it. I saw clips of them. I didn't even watch the whole performances because I was still truly so wrapped up in these New Year's Eve ones. Mm-hmm. But what I do want to talk about are all of the pictures that came from the Golden Disc Awards mm-hmm. From during the awards ceremony. Like there was some of Jimin that were just absolutely stunning, like those like CEO unapproachable vibes almost, and he has that blonde hair going on again mm-hmm. which is just so incredible. But what really caught me today was the picture of Jungkook and Jimin holding an award that they got there, and their faces are kind of like smushed together on the sides.
Yeah.
Which is so cute. Mm-hmm. And like Jungkook is smiling so big that he has those crinkly eye creases going on.
He has so many crinkles.
Oh, it's just so cute. I cannot even handle it. And then he's like, he's just so, I mean, if we talk about pure joy, like that is his expression.
Yeah.
And then Jimin right next to him, just with his, I mean, perfect face, like impeccable features, smoky eye, huge smile, like his eye smile always is just so cute. And I mean, it was just such an adorable picture.
One of the things that I want to mention about the Golden Disc Awards was their acceptance speech that Namjoon gave. And he said ego about 35,000 times. And people are confused as shit. Like, ego? What? We were expecting shadow.
Come on. Can you please just confirm our theories and make them correct instead of...
confusing us. So my content of the week is the Dionysus dance practice video that included the dance break that they did for Melon. And this, what I love about this camera is you get a little bit of close up on the members. Like the cameraman actually follows them, where the other Dionysus practice video is just a faraway shot. But this one you get to see a little bit close up. And you also really get to see all of the production that went into the dance break that they added in it. And it's mesmerizing to watch just all of them with the backup dancers at that long table and just using each other's hands to create this really impactful effect that just really draws us all in, and what made the dance practice for Dionysus so breathtaking when we watched it.
Yeah. Any opportunity to see a dance break like that with like, these are like perfect conditions, like white background, like clear lighting, up close, that is just so cool to see, and so cool that they released that dance practice. But yeah, just seeing more specifically all of the work that the background dancers were doing, like moving the tables, making sure the wheels on the tables were locked, and then like getting into place. Like they were working super hard, and it just reminded us how much goes into just one Dionysus performance like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Crazy. Great dance practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. This has been a wonderful episode getting to fangirl. This whole balance between fangirl and research has been wonderful. Let's just keep going with it.
It hasn't even really been intentional, but I feel so good right now. Like, I feel like light as a feather and super happy. And that's just like what these fangirl episodes do for me. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode as well.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode, or if you've enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. You can send us an email. You can reach out to us via social media you can tweet at us, comment on our Instagram, DM us, whatever. We love to hear from you when we do. It's like the highlight of our day, our week. So please reach out to us with your thoughts about this episode, or if you're catching up, your thoughts about whatever you've been listening to. And don't forget to email us your Being an Army stories, or DM us your Being an Army story with a wild army encounter if you have one. Don't feel like you have to have a wild army encounter to email us your story, though.
Mm-mm.
We want to hear your story regardless. So email it if you haven't told us before. Let us, we would love to share it. And of course, you can find links for all of those things, as well as our charity of the month, in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.